Sports.com studios. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, September the 26th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look at the big day coming up tomorrow. You know, we've had, since the beginning of the week, we had the Axios report coming out on Monday saying that Rod Rosenstein was resigning, that there had been conversations over the weekend that he'd already verbally resigned to John Kelly. And we had mainstream media reporting it, and of course, they got ahead of the story in the sense that they reported as Rod Rosenstein was headed to the White House. This is it. He's going there for the final consultation or confrontation or whatever. And yet President Trump wasn't in the White House. Of course, he was in New York at the UN making comments. We're going to play some of the comments. There was many things that were said yesterday. The mainstream media only wants to focus on the one issue, which apparently not really clear if people were laughing at President Trump. To me, it wasn't very loud. Once he said, well, okay, I didn't expect that reaction, but fine. And then you can hear laughter. As he made some comments about what he had accomplished, that is the clip that most people have done. But this is a very interesting clip about what he said about socialism as well. We're going to play some of the excerpts from President Trump's UN speech. But the question remains is what's going to happen with Rosenstein, because President Trump is coming back to Washington, and there is a meeting scheduled tomorrow. And as Pat Buchanan said, this may wind up being a very, very significant day. There's no doubt about it. It will be a very significant day, because we're going to have the accuser of Brett Kavanaugh testify. We have had from Senator Grassley, we've had information that they've now scheduled the vote for the confirmation of Kavanaugh for Friday. And I think it's going to go through. I don't think there's anything that's going to change this. I think this is a political show trial done for political purposes, done for their voters to try to energize their base. I think this is backfiring on them, quite frankly. Typically, it's not a problem to energize the base of the people who did not win in the last election. That's why you typically see a decline in the midterm elections. A lot of people are excited about the presidential election. At the midterm, the people who have won typically get complacent. The people who have lost typically get energized. But I think these hearings are energizing the other side. I think they're energizing the people who would normally be complacent, you, the Republicans, because we're sick of this. We're sick of this circus. We're sick of the false cries all the time about rape and racism. Yes, there is real rape. There is real racism. We've had Bill Cosby just get sentenced to jail. But, of course, that's being discounted by a lot of people. Oh, you know, that's just racism. It's not rape. Well, that's not what his accusers are saying. They were very angry, very tearful. Do they deserve to be believed? Well, evidently not, because the believability is in the minds of the political affiliation. It's what we're apparently hearing. So we're going to take a look at the different ways that different people are treated in this. And then this little tidbit here that I think is very interesting in all this, besides the fact that the Rosenstein stuff has come back into play, as Pat Buchanan has said, tomorrow may be the day that we not only have the Kavanaugh hearing, but the meeting between President Trump and Rosenstein may be very significant if Trump fires him or if he resigns. And the reporter at Axios, who first made the claim Monday, as this show is ending, and then later in the day retracted that claim, has now put out a memo that he says was a draft to be put out by the Department of Justice and as if it was coming from Jeff Sessions, specifically about the resignation of Rosenstein. So what is going on with this? And a little bit of entertainment here. Did the porn lawyer Avenatti get pwned by 4chan? We're going to take a look at that possibility. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
September 26, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. This just breaking, in the midst of Judge Kavanaugh's ongoing confirmation process, Bill Clinton offered a few words to discourage the Senate from confirming Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. He said, quote, allegations of sexual misconduct should disqualify a man from public office. Speaking to MSNBC, he said, how can you trust somebody who has had accusations against them? I know for my part, if a judge or president had even a single allegation, let alone several credible ones, I wouldn't want that person to be representing our entire country. It just wouldn't make any sense, said Bill Clinton. Actually, that's a satire. But it pretty much sums up the position of the Democrat Party, doesn't it? I read that's a satire from Babylon Bee, and it is exactly what we're seeing here. The hypocrisy that we're seeing here. So when satire becomes truth, it's really what's going on. He didn't actually say that. But Hillary Clinton has come really close to saying that, hasn't she? I mean, she didn't use those exact words, but that is essentially what Hillary Clinton said. It's one of the reasons why Juanita Broderick and others have been so angry in their response. We're going to get into what is likely to happen tomorrow. I want to talk about the likelihood that Rod Rosenstein is going to fire or be removed tomorrow after this meeting, because we've now had the Axios reporter who reported that come up with some additional information, actually releasing the memo that he was given that was going to be coming out from the State Department. I'm sorry, not the State Department, the Department of Justice on Monday. And he said, perhaps we got ahead of this story and it caused Rosenstein to reverse. Or maybe Rosenstein is just such a calculating Machiavellian bureaucrat who believes that he should be there and can be there forever. These guys, when you look at them, look at James Comey, a man who everyone on both sides of the aisle agreed should be fired. A man who, when, and again, I'm going from memory, but I think it was, Stephen Colbert? There's a comedian who announced it to his audience. He's been fired, and they all cheered. He said, no, that's a bad thing. Well, let me explain to you why that's a bad thing. They didn't like him either. And then you got Andrew McCabe, who replaced him. And McCabe was, you had multiple investigations against McCabe within the FBI and the Department of Justice. And yet, he was defiant to the end, just like Comey, just like Rosenstein. These people believe that no matter what they do, they are above the law. People want to talk about American exceptionalism and that America doesn't have to meet the same standards of other countries. Well, the same people who talk about American exceptionalism need to start understanding that there is a district of corruption exceptionalism. The bureaucrats who live and work in the district of corruption believe that they have exception to all this. As a matter of fact, as you've got Project Veritas doing their undercover investigation, talking about the deep state and how you've got employees in these bureaucracies openly talking about how they are rigging the game against anyone who is Trump and defiant about it. The most amazing of all these, I think, is the one that just broke, the fourth one. And in it, we're going to get to that in a moment, you have IRS employees, especially one guy here in Austin, defiant about this. It's like, yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad they did that. I'm glad that Koskinen destroyed the emails. He kept his cool. And he covered up the evidence. And this guy works for a socialist group here in Austin. He's a political activist. And he's very glad that Tea Party groups were shut down. Or that they had their effectively shut down in the sense that they couldn't get their tax-exempt status. That shut them down because that put pressure on people to not contribute to them. They would contribute to another organization that did have tax-exempt status. And so that was a way of throttling them economically. Yes, they could continue, but it was an attack on them nevertheless, and they understood that. That's why they did that. He said, I'm glad they did that because I don't like who they are. He's a socialist. But, of course, it's okay for him to be a socialist and work for the IRS and use his position in the IRS to attack the other side politically. Everyone should be concerned about this. This is what's going on in the social media companies. But, of course, they're private, so it's okay. No, they're not. No, they're not. They're allied with the government. I'll give you more evidence of that today, how they're allied and working for the government, putting through the government's agenda. But he even mentioned in this how, in the expose, he even talked about how he was able to indulge in his political activism. He would call in sick and indicated that the people of the IRS would kind of knowingly look the other way as he would call in sick so he can engage in his socialist activism here in Austin. Before we get into that political cesspool in Washington, there is some toxicity in the air, in the airplane, not just in Washington, D.C. There's a report coming out of San Francisco says that there are toxic air events. You know, we've gone from Pan Am air to pandemic air, haven't we? You know, we don't have Pan Am anymore, but we do have airplanes that we've had stopped on the runway many times in the last couple of weeks. Somebody very sick on the airplane, other people coming down with it on a long international flight, so they quarantine the flight and so forth. But this is something that is different. This is a defect in the planes that may be happening far more frequently than the airline industry, the FAA, or the airlines. Of course, the FAA is, so it's called regulatory capture, folks. They don't report on the things that are going to hurt the industry that they're regulating because they've been captured by that industry. San Francisco KPIX 5 reports, it's an open secret in the airline industry, a flawed design in almost all airplanes is putting flight attendants and pilots at risk. Passengers can also unknowingly become victims as well. And they go back to an example just this last July 16th. And they said, so it was about 2 months ago, it's a flight from Washington Dulles bound for L.A. had to make an emergency landing in Kansas City because there were sick passengers on board. This was an Alaska Airlines flight. The attendant there said people were being hospitalized. But she wouldn't give her identity because Alaska Airlines has threatened to take action against anybody that talks about this. But there are some recordings of them threatening employees, which is why San Francisco's KPIX reported this. The individual who is going by the name of Jane said, my understanding is that the crew felt symptoms of nausea, including an itchy throat. That's what caused the diversion. Contaminated air leaked into the cabin on the diverted flight, and it isn't the first time that's happened. Dozens of co-workers and passengers have recently been sickened by odors that people in the industry call a fume event. If you're in one of these airplanes and this goes off, they say that it smells like dirty socks. However, the fumes contain something called organophosphates. A aviation attorney, Mike Danko, said these organophosphates are neurotoxins, the same stuff that is used in nerve gas. Maybe this is what happened to the Skripals. maybe they need to update the conspiracy theory in the UK. But this clip in a private conference call that was sent out to employees. Employees were warned by Alaska Airlines. Anybody who was trying to communicate about these instances have been pulled in by the company and threatened with their jobs. And this is what the audio clip said. We have a very strict social media policy. Oh, yes. We are watching all of you on social media. We will investigate those instances where people do not abide by that policy, and the infraction can lead to termination. So keep that in mind. Now, this aviation attorney, Mr. Danko, says most studies suggest we get about 5 of these events per day in the U.S. This is not that rare. And he said, we've had one case where a pilot was essentially totally incapacitated. The other pilot, although having difficulties, managed to land the plane. And that has happened more than a few times without question. According to an FAA-funded study, these are happening far more frequently than the FAA is reporting. You know, there used to be a motto from American Airlines, there's something in the air. Well, it's never more true. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it's sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Cannon say there are huge stakes with tomorrow's confrontations. Of course, there's going to be a big confrontation in the Senate confirmation hearings about Brett Kavanaugh. We expect to see Dr. Ford testify and Kavanaugh testify. Of course, the second person, the second accuser, Ramirez, has said she's not going to testify. And this is coming as we've had some interesting revelations. Quite frankly, as not only did the New York Times, I reported yesterday, the New York Times said we talked to more than a dozen witnesses and her story just didn't hold up and it seemed too shaky. And as I said when the story was reported, if you read this and she says, after 35 years, I spent 6 days talking to lawyers and, you know, going back over my memories and thinking about this with my Democrat lawyers. And yes, I'm now certain that even though I was stone drunk on the floor, I know that this is what happened. And so the story itself didn't hold up. The New York Times said, this looks really dodgy. And then when you had George Stephanopoulos ask Ronan Farrow about it, he said, well, you know, we wanted to get this story out there because she was getting a lot of pressure from the Democrats and she felt like she was painted into a corner. It's like, ooh, okay, all right, well, maybe they're the ones that are really composing this story. But Pat Buchanan says tomorrow may not only just be like a gunfight at the OK Corral with both the Supreme Court hearings and the meeting with Rod Rosenstein at the White House, but he says this may be like President Nixon's Saturday night massacre. And this is what both friends and enemies of President Trump are saying. The danger in all of this is the perception of it. Certainly, Rosenstein needs to go. The question is the timing and how he goes out. If President Trump fires him, and if he were to fire Jeff Sessions and so forth, they would make comparisons to the Saturday night massacre, which was the beginning of the massive moves against Richard Nixon that wound up in him getting impeached and ultimately resigning. And so that is the danger as we look at this. And as Pat Buchanan says, the New York Times reported that Rosenstein sarcastically or seriously in May of 2017 talked about wearing a wire in the Oval Office. Well, it wasn't just the New York Times. It was also Axios, primarily Axios, and Bloomberg. Bloomberg had other sources that said this. And Pat Buchanan says whether Thursday is the day that Trump drops the hammer is unknown. But if he does, the recapture by Trump of a Justice Department that he believes he lost as his term began may be at hand. And at some point, President Trump is going to have to take action at the Justice Department. The question is when? After Kavanaugh gets confirmed? After the election? When? But I don't think it'll be any longer than after the election. The Times report that Rosenstein also talked of invoking the 25th Amendment suggests that Senator Graham, Lindsey Graham, had more than a small point on Fox News Sunday, says Pat Buchanan. Lindsey Graham said on Sunday, there's a bureaucratic coup going on at the Department of Justice and the FBI, and somebody needs to look at it. Oh, how about that? Lindsey Graham finally agrees with us. We've been saying that for 2 years. There was collusion prior to the election, and we talked about that. We've been talking about this for 2 years here at InfoWars. There was collusion with the Justice Department and the Democrat Party before the election, and that continued after the election, after Jeff Sessions stepped aside, and all these people with ties to the Democrat Party, people within the Justice Department and the FBI who were colluding with the Democrat Party got put in charge of the investigation. And as Pat Buchanan says, it's inexplicable that a special prosecutor has not been named. And I would say, yes, it is. Because this collusion, with our own Justice Department is far more serious than even if the charges, and they're not true, because we've had William Binney and others, and again, William Binney, former global technical head of the NSA for decades, working with other veterans of the intelligence service, said it is not possible that this could have been hacked. If you look at the time and date stamps on these files, from the time that the copy began until the time that it concluded, it's not possible for that to have been done over the internet. It had to have been done, as WikiLeaks said, by an inside informant who handed that to them, not by somebody hacking into it. But even if the Russians had hacked into this, let's just go with the Democrat narrative. Even if they had hacked in and they had exposed the corruption within the Democrat Party and how they had rigged the primaries against Bernie Sanders and in favor of Hillary Clinton, and that's why there was an internal whistleblower doing it, because they were upset about the fact that Bernie Sanders had been shut out by Hillary Clinton and the Democrat insiders. But let's assume that the Russians had hacked in and exposed the truth about Hillary Clinton. How is that hacking an election? And you're going to have concerns because Facebook says that $100,000 were spent by Russians running ads against Hillary Clinton, an election where Hillary Clinton herself and people for her spent well over $1 billion on social media. And can we believe anything that Facebook says? But even if we took him at face value, and again, they were pressured to do this, to say this. They had multiple meetings in Congress, and they kept asking him, wasn't there collusion? Can't you produce evidence of this? And finally, after the third meeting, they said, well, okay, we turned up $100,000 worth of ads that we believe were run by the Russians. So what? So what? That is a teeny, tiny, minuscule drop in the bucket, a fraction of 1% of the money that was spent on the election. That didn't turn the election. But again, if the Russians had told us the truth about Hillary Clinton, what is the problem with that? But there is a big problem if the Justice Department is involved in a coup, the Justice Department and the FBI, working with one political party or with the establishment of both parties to try to overthrow an election, both before and after the election. That is a big issue. And when we go back and look at the history of special counsels and special prosecutors, you should go back and look at that. It is not something that started with Bill Clinton. It ended in 1999 because both parties were not happy with what happened with the Clinton investigation. They said, we don't like the idea that we're investigating a man, so let's stop this special prosecutor law. Let's let it sunset. They did that in 1999. But they did have a process. We don't even have a legally defined process. Rosenstein never defined one. Jeff Sessions never defined one. He could have at least done that before he stepped aside, because there was a very well-defined process in the law that expired 19 years ago. Again, you would have somebody come and say there's evidence of a crime and we believe it can't be internally investigated. And then the attorney general would appoint a 3-judge panel. They would appoint a special prosecutor. Special prosecutor would report to them. But in the past, what we have typically had are special prosecutors or counsels that have been appointed by the president, not by the attorney general, not by a political party, but by the president. Why? Because usually it was corruption within the government, like we are seeing here. A Department of Justice that is colluding against the president to overthrow him cannot investigate itself for that. So President Trump should set up a special prosecutor.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered, with even better ingredients: Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Cutting through the electronic Berlin Wall of disinformation, it's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back. As Pat Buchanan writes, saying, what is going to happen tomorrow with the confrontation between President Trump and Rod Rosenstein? Of course, what's going to happen with the Kavanaugh confrontation? We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But as Pat Buchanan writes, did an anti-Trump cabal inside the Department of Justice and the FBI conspire to block Trump's election and, having failed to do so, plot to bring down his presidency in a deep state coup d'etat? Yes. Yes, this has been proven. We've pointed this out and been talking about how this has happened for 2 years. And the sad thing, as Pat Buchanan points out, is that at the request of two allies, presumably one of them was the British government that was reported yesterday, that Trump decided to put on hold his recent decision to declassify all relevant documents. Also, because he put that out and the Justice Department said, well, we're not too sure about that. We'll take our time with that. There's no time given for the time at which this has to be done. So we'll eventually maybe comply with that. We don't know. And then President Trump says, never mind. We've had the British government, he didn't say that, but had a couple of allies say that they're concerned about that. And so we put that on hold. But the Wall Street Journal, as Buchanan points out, wrote, as for the allies, sometimes U.S. democratic accountability has to take precedence over the potential embarrassment of British intelligence. In other words, why should we not know about a coup that was done with the FBI and the Department of Justice and the Democrats and British intelligence? As I've pointed out many times, the London-Langley axis, CIA agents. You know, it was McCain had to send his guy over to the UK to get the dirty dossier from Christopher Steele and others who are over there. That is the center of all of this stuff. The walrus. All the dirty work was done over in the UK, not just the dirty dossier. And they used British Intelligence Service, just like they used the FISA Court, as echo chamber, a circular reference, if you will, to get this whole investigation, this coup going. And so what we have here is a very troubling example of foreign collusion, not between Trump and the Russians, but between the Democrats and the Brits. And our intelligence service and our FBI and our Department of Justice are right in the center of it, coordinating it, along with John McCain and others in the deep state. This isn't a partisan issue. This is a deep state versus the rest of us issue. And so the question is, how do we get rid of Rosenstein? If President Trump fires him tomorrow, that it's going to be perceived as another one of these massacres, as I said, that like happened at the beginning of the moves to impeach President Nixon. The House Freedom Caucus is saying to Rosenstein, you either testify to us or you resign. Because this is the arrogance of Rod Rosenstein. Not only his overt attempts to sabotage the Trump administration. Again, I think you should have been fired for holding that press conference just as President Trump was headed off to talk to Vladimir Putin. That is a very important thing. We should not be trying to start escalate the Cold War into a hot war with Russia. But that's what the deep state wants to do. Both Republicans and Democrats are trying to do that. Détente used to be a sane policy when we pursued a policy that we called MAD, Mutual Assured Destruction. The easing of strained relations is a good thing when you're talking about two countries that between them possess over 90% of the world's nuclear weapons. But Rod Rosenstein, as President Trump was headed off to talk to Vladimir Putin, holds a press conference and says, well, I think we've got a dozen dirty agents in Russia, and I've just indicted them, and we want to arrest them. Of course, he doesn't have any way to do that. And if he really was concerned about that, he would have briefed President Trump on that and said, here's what I've got. This is real. You need to know about this so you can confront Putin about this privately or whatever. But instead, he did a grandstanding show to undermine President Trump, to undermine the summit. He should have been fired for that alone. But the arrogance that he has when he opposes President Trump, first of all, on declassifying without redactions the House Intelligence Committee summary. And we heard the same thing then. It's going to expose people. It's going to expose methods. Nobody was and nobody is concerned about the fact that Hillary Clinton exposed CIA agents in China who were summarily executed. And that the timing of all that coincided precisely with Hillary Clinton's lax national security lapses. It stopped when she stopped. But nobody cares about that, then or now. And as we saw when President Trump declassified that, there was nothing there that had to do with the CIA or anybody being endangered. It was simply CYA. They're trying to cover their butts. And that is really what's happening here as well. It should be declassified. But Rosenstein goes farther than that. He's doing it again to President Trump. And he's even saying to the House Freedom Caucus, he isn't going to talk to them. He isn't going to give them any information. So last night, we had the House Freedom Caucus put out a press release, said tonight, the Freedom Caucus took an official position that Rod Rosenstein needs to come testify before the Judiciary Committee within the week, or he needs to resign within the week. within the week. Now, does that mean Friday? Or does that mean a week from last night? Rosenstein is set to meet tomorrow with Trump, of course. Now, Axios and Jonathan Swan, the reporter that caused a great deal of stir when he said that Rod Rosenstein had given his verbal resignation to John Kelly and he was going to resign on Monday, got a lot of flack from that. And now he's come back and he says, here is the full text of the Rod Rosenstein exit statement that was drafted by Justice Department spokeswoman Sarah Flores in the voice of Attorney General Jeff Sessions and sent to the White House Monday morning. We have reviewed this, and here it is. So he's putting out. He took a lot of flack for that. So he says, well, here is the message, and here is who it came from. And this is what the message, which he says, the veracity of this message has been confirmed by three sources close to the White House with direct knowledge. The message said, Rod Rosenstein, in the voice of Jeff Sessions, Rod Rosenstein has served the Department of Justice with dedication and skill for 28 years. His contributions are many and significant. We all appreciate his service and sincerely wish him well, blah, blah, blah. Matt Whitaker, my chief of staff for the last year, will instill confidence and uphold the integrity of the department as the second highest law enforcement officer in the nation. Finally, I am confident that Noel Francisco will oversee the special counsel with a commitment to justice as acting attorney general for this matter. As I've said before, the American people deserve an expeditious resolution of this investigation consistent with the rule of law. Again, that is the resignation exit statement, I should say, not the resignation letter, but that is the exit statement that was drafted by the Justice Department spokeswoman, Flores, in the voice of Attorney General Jeff Sessions, released by Axios today. And when we look at this, that day, as things were happening, Fox News made a mistake of saying, well, okay, and many other news outlets say, he's on his way to the White House now, this is it. They had Judge Napolitano on, and he was talking about who would replace him. And this is the guy that they said. Did they see this memo, or is it just common knowledge, as everybody believes, that Noel Francisco would be the replacement in terms of heading this investigation since Jeff Sessions has stepped aside? He goes on to say, Jonathan Swan at Axios says, Rosenstein offered his resignation to the White House Chief of Staff, John Kelly, on Friday and reiterated his willingness to resign over the weekend. But after Axios published its story, which conveyed too much certainty to a fluid situation by presenting the resignation as a done deal, chaos ensued and Rosenstein appeared to reverse his course. He says, what I don't know yet is exactly how this conversation changed on Monday. And what is going to happen tomorrow? It'll be very interesting. Trump has announced he's going to hold a press conference today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That will also be interesting. And also interesting that is after the stock market has closed.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at what some of the people are saying about Kavanaugh and what some of the people have said about the role of the FBI in the past. Some very uncomfortable comments for the people that are now running this investigation. Uncomfortable comments in the past by Schumer and Biden in light of what they're now saying. We're going to play that for you in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to let you know about some of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the way you can support us, support the First Amendment, support your free speech, as well as freedom of the press. And we have a couple of specials that are very important. First of all, the special just for our audience here. If you use the coupon code REALNEWS, you can get 15% off of the ProPure King water filtration system. That's the large gravity feed filtration system. Big savings, 15% off with the code REALNEWS at checkout. Also, we have our final run of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine at 25% off while supplies last. And you can get Brain Force Plus and Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula today, 40% off. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate and need your support. And it is a way to support your health and your family's health, as well as your political health and freedom. As I was saying before we went to break, we had the House Freedom Caucus put out a memo yesterday saying that Rod Rosenstein needs to come and testify before the Judiciary Committee within the week about the reports that he wanted to overthrow the president, wanted to suggest that he wear a wire or that other people wear a wire. He needs to come within the week or he needs to resign. And, of course, we had Matt Gaetz go on with Chris Cuomo, and he says it's really unfair for the country that you and I are having this discussion when there are not, in the absence of any facts that have been taken under oath from the Deputy Attorney General, because he refuses to come and talk to us. He says, that's the only way we're going to get anything done. And he said, this is what I worry about. He says, I think our leadership wants to send us home at the end of the week and tell us, go campaign for the midterms, and we won't really get any answers from this. He said, Rod Rosenstein's impeachment can be brought up for a vote by any member of Congress at this point. And it lights a two-day fuse. Mark Meadows and I have said that if we don't get these answers under oath, we may invoke that vote to keep Congress in town so that we can get to the bottom of this. So when they say by the end of the week, I don't think they mean a full week of 5 days. I think they mean the end of this week, by Friday. And so today, President Trump is going to be holding a press conference at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Many people said, well, a lot of speculation. Is he going to be dumping Kavanaugh? No, he's not going to dump Kavanaugh. Will he be announcing something about Rosenstein's fate? I don't know. When Axios put out the story, and it now appears that that was very credible based on what was happening inside the administration, you saw a massive dump on the stock market. And so this is now, this announcement is being made after the closing of the stock market at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's talk about what's going on with Kavanaugh. We have the hearing has now been scheduled for Friday morning. It was initially set for a week ago, last Thursday. And tomorrow we are going to have the testimony of Dr. Ford, who is accusing Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her, not raping her, not doing anything that comes to the level of what Bill Clinton did. But nevertheless, something that is serious, if true. I don't believe it's true. I believe it is politically motivated. We're going to have that hearing tomorrow. So they've already delayed it. They delayed it. The hearing, the vote was going to be last Thursday. This came out at the very last minute, even though Dianne Feinstein had been told about these charges weeks and weeks ago, even though they'd had plenty of time to investigate Brett Kavanaugh's background. And even though she knew that, she held it to the very last minute. So they delayed it until Monday. Then she said, well, I can't make it on Monday. How about Thursday? Does that work for you guys? So now it's Thursday. Now it's tomorrow. So we're going to see what happens with this. Now, Politico is saying that Democrats are in the dark on the eve of this historic Kavanaugh hearing. That's the headline from Politico. Even Dianne Feinstein doesn't know. Do you really believe that? Do you really believe that they have no idea what she's going to say? Politico is saying Senate Democrats have no apparent contact with Christine Blasey Ford, and they have no idea how she will hold up under questioning. I don't think that's true. I think Politico, leaning heavily against Republicans, heavily for the Democrats, I think what they're trying to do is plant this idea out there to avoid the any more appearance of collusion, especially after we heard Ronan Farrow go on with George Stephanopoulos trying to defend the fact that he had jumped on these allegations without really having any credible allegations here from the second accuser, Ramirez, trying to defend that. He says, well, we had to do this. We had to do it quickly because she was getting a lot of pressure from Democrats, and they had backed her into a corner. It's like, oh, really? Oh, okay, so they're the ones pushing this forward. It isn't women who have suddenly decided, hey, you know, after 35 years of this, it's been weighing on my mind so heavily that he tried to kiss me that I'm going to come out with this. So I think this really is coming from the Democrats, and now you've got Politico saying, well, they don't really have any idea what she's going to say. The Hill said Democrats are splintering over their tactics in the wake of a second allegation against Kavanaugh. Chuck Schumer is urging Republicans to support an investigation into Kavanaugh's background. And when he was questioned about whether or not there should be a presumption of innocence, let's play video clip number two. Schumer said, no, there is no presumption of innocence or of guilt. This isn't really a court trial here. Oh, it isn't? Let's hear what Schumer had to say.
If Dr. Ford is telling the truth, then Judge Kavanaugh's credibility is in great question.
So do you agree then that he has the, quote, presumption of innocence?
I agree that that's a criminal trial. What I believe is we ought to get to the bottom and find the facts in the way that the FBI has always done. There's no presumption of innocence or guilt when you have a nominee before you.
So that's a criminal trial. So we don't have any presumption of innocence. Really? We don't? We shouldn't have a presumption of innocence? How about December of 2017 when some charges were made against Chuck Schumer? At that time, he sounded very different, didn't he? This is what Chuck Schumer said when he was the target of sexual misconduct allegations.
Can you comment on the reports about a phony allegation that was made against your office?
Yeah, it was a phony allegation, forged, false from start to finish, and we are pursuing every legal path to those who might have broken the law be prosecuted for it.
Okay, so this stuff that's happening here against Kavanaugh, this is not a crime, it is not a court proceedings, but when they come against Schumer, this is fake, and we're going to get these people using the law. We're going to charge them with crimes. You see, he says there's no presumption of innocence or guilt when you have a nominee before you. And as I've said before, we need to start having these conversations. Just as we're talking about censorship, and people say, well, you know, it's not censorship if a corporation does it. Seriously? Seriously? If the biggest corporations the world has ever seen, who essentially have a monopoly on the public space, who own that public space, if they censor you, that's okay. Let's not let these kinds of technicalities muddy the water over the bigger principles that censorship is a bad idea. And losing the presumption of innocence is a very bad idea as well. Also, the idea that you're going to force somebody to defend themselves before the charges are put out there. I mean, they've turned everything here upside down. Because there's a different standard, depending on which political party or group you're allied with. And if we're going to lose the presumption of innocence, as we have, and lose the ability, you know, presumption of innocence is only for people like Chuck Schumer, who are powerful and of the correct political party. But we've all lost our presumption of innocence, haven't we? You know, we can be stopped and frisked by the police in many of these cities. Everybody is stopped and frisked by the TSA just because you presume to fly and travel on a plane. And don't worry, that's coming to you everywhere because they're going to own all of the transportation. And it is the Transportation Security Agency. It's not just the airline security people. TSA stands for transportation. And they're going to do this to you every time and every way you travel. That's one of the reasons why they want to have the robot cars and confine you to cities. So they can track you everywhere you go and investigate everything you do. But they're doing random checks, as I said yesterday. People simply because they have the audacity to go to school. So you go to school, you try to travel, you don't have any presumption of innocence. They can take your property under civil asset forfeiture. You don't have any presumption of innocence, and you don't get any legal protections. They don't have to find you guilty. They just take your stuff, and then you have to try to initiate a lawsuit against them if you've got the time. Same thing with your kids being taken by CPS. We don't get the presumptions of innocence. And that's one of the things that we need to change with all this. These fundamental principles are important. Whether or not it's the government doing it or it's something that is the government is doing to us and they say it's not a criminal action. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get into the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be $6 a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
We'll get back to politics in just a minute, but there was a story that was on the Drudge Report yesterday, the Wall Street Journal. So the most dangerous place to bicycle in America. Where is that? They said, well, it's the Tampa Bay area. And I thought that was kind of funny. Because, as I've said before on this program, about a year and a half ago, my wife and I went back to Tampa, where I'm originally from. I had to go back and finish up on some family business. We took a trip back there, and we were driving around to see how the place had changed. And I was absolutely amazed to see how much of the road space had been taken up by bicycle lanes. Now, the same thing is happening, of course, all over Austin, because Austin is a lefty city here. But I was really kind of surprised to see it in Tampa, and I had a better perspective there because I knew the place better. I didn't grow up in Austin. I never saw Austin before it had been turned into a communist enclave. But I knew Tampa before that happened. And we're driving around and said, look at how they have narrowed the roads, because they don't make the roads any wider. They don't add additional roads. They don't build roads above, which is... You know, when you would look at the images and projections of future cities back in the 1920s and 30s, they understood that, you know, you've got a limited road space that currently exists in the city. So the only way that you're going to be able to add additional capacity is to stack the roads. Well, they don't want to do that because they don't want to have any additional capacity. The urban planners are looking at ways that they can take your car away from you. They don't want to provide any places for you to park, any places for you to drive. They are planning your confinement. They hate the fact that you can escape the cities. You know, the suburbs came about because people didn't want to live in the cities. But they call that urban sprawl. And you have these urban planners like the Lyft CEO who talk about how wonderful cities are, but how evil cars are. And as I looked at this article, something else stood out about this. You know, when we went there and were driving around, saw all of these bicycle lanes, but nobody in them in Tampa. Nobody riding their bicycle. And after about 3 or 4 days there, we saw one middle-aged black man riding a bicycle. I said, that's the guy. That's the guy for whom they have taken away a third of the road space, even though there's probably 5 times the number of people living in Tampa now than were there when I grew up. The roads are not any wider, but the bicycle lanes are. The bicycle lanes have taken up a third of the road space there. So I said, that's the guy. And when I saw this headline, I told my wife, I said, that guy must have died. 100% casualty rate for bicycle riders in Tampa. But then it gets really insidious. If you look at the article, first of all, it's not really about Tampa per se. It's the Tampa Bay area. It's Pinellas County. We have a lot of elderly retirees. And it was kind of notorious with all of us as we were learning to drive in high school. Stay away from Pinellas County, because there's a lot of retired people there, and they're kind of dangerous drivers. Now I'm starting to resemble that, I guess. Maybe not yet. But they said Florida's population is older and more densely packed, and there's a lot of tourists that are not familiar with local roads. Okay, fine. But then this. Car-centric suburban development dating back decades is also a factor, said bicycle activists and transportation officials. One and the same, aren't they? Car-centric. Let me ask you this. Why were the roads built? Were the roads built for people to walk on? Were the roads built for people to ride bicycles on? No, the roads were built for cars to drive on. The roads were paid for by gasoline taxes, not by fees imposed on bicyclists. So if you don't have your bike path, shut up. Or if you do have a bike path, thank a car driver for paying for it. But they're not happy with that. They say, this is awful. We don't have enough bike space. Well, they do in Tampa. They may not in Pinellas County. But the fact that these are car-centric suburban areas. Yeah. you know, that's freedom centric. And they want to take that freedom away from you. And that's the thing. I hammer this all the time because you've got to understand, taking away your ability to freely go wherever you want, taking away your ability to own a private vehicle, to be able to travel anonymously whenever you want to on your schedule, that's what these people are after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. David.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I got one more clip I want to play for you, a flashback Democrat clip. This is Biden in 1991. And I just played for you before the top of the hour. I played for you Chuck Schumer. People said, doesn't Kavanaugh have the presumption of innocence? No, he doesn't. This isn't a court of law. And yet when Schumer was accused, falsely accused back in December of 2017, he was furious about that. And he was going to use the law to punish these people. He had a presumption of innocence. But of course, Kavanaugh doesn't. He says this isn't a legal trial. So we don't have a presumption of innocence, and we're going to let maybe the accuser go after the person who is going to be defending himself and just turn everything upside down. But going back to the Clarence Thomas hearing in 1991, we had Joe Biden. You look at this clip, and I'm not going to play the entire clip for you, but if you watch this from the very beginning, the hatred and the tension between Biden and Clarence Thomas. And I believe on Clarence Thomas's part, it was justified because of the arrogance of Joe Biden in this. But I don't want to pick this thing up and play about a minute of it for you. What Joe Biden had to say about the importance of the FBI, because what have we heard since these charges surfaced at the very last minute, just before they were about to have a vote last Thursday? We hear that there is an accuser from his high school days. Oh, we got to get the FBI in here. We got to investigate this now. This really has to be looked at by the FBI. And it's all been FBI this, FBI that. Well, here's what Joe Biden had to say in 1991 about the importance of the FBI determining this in the context of the Supreme Court confirmation hearings for Clarence Thomas. Joe Biden in 1991.
The last thing I'll point out, the next person that refers to an FBI report as being worth anything obviously doesn't understand anything. FBI explicitly does not, in this or any other case, reach a conclusion. Period. Period. So, Judge, there's no reason why you should know this. The reason why we cannot rely on the FBI report, you wouldn't like it if we did. Because it is inconclusive. They say he said, she said, and they said. Period. So when people wave an FBI report before you, understand, they do not reach conclusions. They do not make, as my friend points out more They do not make recommendations.
Oh, so why is it so important, Dianne Feinstein and Chuck Schumer? Why is it so important that we have the FBI look into this and do an investigation? You're not just trying to run the clock out here, are you? Oh, yeah, I think that's it. And so what are you saying is they're just going to look into it. And they're going to say, well, he said this, she said that. We already know what the two of them have said, don't we? As a matter of fact, Ramirez is saying, I'm not coming. If you want to know what I have to say, her lawyer said, go read the paper. So we can read the paper, we can watch the news, we know what they're going to say. Why do they have to tell their story to the FBI? As Joe Biden said in 1991, the Clarence Thomas hearings, you just heard him. They're not going to come to any conclusion. They're not going to conduct an investigation. They're just going to do an interview, and then they're going to give you the statements. Well, we've already had the interviews by the press. We've already had the statements in the press. So why do we need to delay that any further? But all over social media, you see the rank and file fired up by the Democrat Party, demanding that we have an FBI investigation and so forth. As NPR points out, nearly 60% say they're going to closely watch this Kavanaugh-Ford hearing tomorrow. Oh, yeah, get out the popcorn. It's going to be a big back and forth. It will be a media event, and that's really all it really is, because they've got the votes. I don't think there's any question that they've got the votes. One person that NPR interviewed said the jury is still out in court of public opinion about whether Kavanaugh or Ford is more believable. Uh-huh. This is the court of public opinion. You know, when Schumer said there's no presumption of innocence, there's no presumption of innocence in the court of public opinion. And that's a shame, isn't it? And because there is no presumption of innocence in the court of public opinion, that means that we subject ourselves to these kind of abuses by our government on a regular basis. Abusing our children in the vain hope that they're going to catch drugs and stop these kids from using drugs. That hasn't worked for 47 years. And if it did, we could have that discussion. And we could make the war on drugs legal by putting in a constitutional amendment like we did for the prohibition of alcohol. But we don't respect the Constitution. We don't respect the rule of law. We don't respect individual liberties, because those liberties are not given to us by the Constitution. We have those liberties because we are made in the image of God, and we create governments to protect those liberties. And we put prohibitions in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to stop the government from taking them away from us. And we don't even understand the importance of the presumption of innocence or the rest of the due process stuff, because we allow them to take our property, take our children, take our dignity whenever we interact with the government on a regular basis. And the American public is just fine with that, just like they're just fine with witch hunts and the presumption of guilt, because this is really is about the court of public opinion. So I said about 40%, they believe, about 40% still have not made up their mind about this particular one. So as the writer Breitbart Nolte says, the cry from the media and the political left is that we must believe all women. But neither the media or the left seem at all interested in believing any women that would defend Brett Kavanaugh. Talks about one woman who is a Democrat, a lifelong friend of Ford's. Says this female, a lifelong friend of Ford's, not only cannot remember ever attending this house party, she also says she never met Kavanaugh and does not know him. So, you know, we're not supposed to believe her. We're not supposed to believe any character witnesses. And, of course, we saw all that happen in the political lynching of Roy Moore, a lynching that I believe was carried out by the Republican establishment as much as by the Democrat establishment. Neither of them wanted him in there. Kavanaugh's accuser, Ramirez, says she's not going to cooperate with the Senate committee. Again, Republicans who have been in contact with her lawyer said, just read the New Yorker. If you want to know what I have to say, just read the New Yorker. So we don't need to have the FBI come in and do a story. Brett Kavanaugh says witnesses contradict my accusers. He says there's multiple witnesses that have come out to substantiate my report. And he says I have already denied it under penalty of felony. And you know, he doesn't get a chance. He doesn't have the presumption of innocence, even when he has made statements under oath. Something that Rod Rosenstein is declining to do. That's the amazing thing, in my opinion, about all of this. It's also amazing, I think, as we look at what has happened with the sentencing of Bill Cosby, the fact that his Walk of Fame star will not be removed. Isn't that interesting? You know, this is the, we just saw over the last couple of months, people attacking Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame multiple times, destroying it. They'd put it back, they'd destroy it. And then you had the Hollywood City Council saying, I think it needs to be permanently removed. Well, the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce said no. And actually, they said they will not remove Bill Cosby's star there. They said it's a designated historical cultural halt landmark. And they said they never remove stars, even if an honoree does not measure up to public standards and expectations. Even though the city council would do that to President Trump, the city council doesn't want to remove Bill Cosby's Hollywood Walk of Fame. The only good news is, you know, and they started doing that. They started doing that last time they did it, I think, was the day after InfoWars got removed from all social media. They removed President Trump's star from the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Now the LAPD has got officers patrolling that and protecting it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart, get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that for children and adults. We've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
We're going to talk about a Supreme Court decision in India that I think has global implications, because we're seeing the same type of thing being done in China, being done in America. This is a global move, put everybody into a biometric data system, make sure that you can't travel, you can't buy food, you can't do banking services without the mark of the beast. The beast, the government, the mark, the biometric mark that is going to monitor and control everything that you've done. This is something that came out back in 2009. We'll get into the history of that. Before we do, I just want to finish up with the hypocrisy that we're seeing here in the wake of Bill Cosby's conviction and imprisonment. You know, it's kind of interesting, I think, when you look at how much hatred and how many times President Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame was attacked. And again, it doesn't really, it's not important except what it tells us about those people attacking it, the hatred of them, the fact that they want to eradicate anybody that they don't agree with. They don't want to have a discussion. They just want to censor you, kill you, delete you, remove all traces that you ever existed. But of course, there's nobody out there doing that to Bill Cosby's Walk of Fame in Hollywood. Even after he's been found guilty, even after he's going to prison, they don't apparently believe the survivors. You know, that was what they were screaming at Ted Cruz when they drove him out of the restaurant just 2 days ago. We believe the survivors. We believe the survivors. Well, you don't believe the survivors of Bill Cosby, do you? Or you would be tearing up his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. As one of our crew here, Julian, said, maybe they should just change it from Bill to Pill Cosby on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, because that's what people are calling him now, because that's his preferred rape method, the pill. But the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce came out defending him. And, of course, they were not the ones calling for President Trump's star to be permanently removed. That was the city council there in Hollywood. But they wanted it permanently removed. That's not happening because of other jurisdictions, as I said, was we're going to break. The LAPD is protecting that star now, so that's not happening. But they said, we don't care. You know, Bill Cosby, maybe he didn't live up to our expectations. Yeah, that's what the women said. That's what she said. Didn't live up to my expectations. Wasn't America's dad. And so do they really believe the survivors? Do they really care? Do they believe Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Willey, Paula Jones? Nah, they don't believe the people in terms of Bill Cosby either. They're saying it's not rape. It's racism. Well, this is what some of the many women, about 60 of them, for Bill Clinton. How many people do you have to have before it becomes credible? How many people do you have to have before the left gets outraged at somebody that they like enough to even protest or remove their star off of the Hollywood Walk of Fame? About 60 women, and here's what some of them said. Cosby accuser Suni Wells said, "You will always be unforgivable." She's now 70. She claims that Cosby drugged and raped her twice in 65. She called him unforgivable, disgusting, a sexual deviant, said that he had destroyed her life. Yesterday, several of the accusers held a lengthy and tearful press conference praising his prison term, saying they were finally able to turn the page on years of horrific memories. Another one, Kellen Lasha, who said that Cosby assaulted her after giving her a pill in 1986, hit back at those who argued that the comedian, who is legally blind, should receive a lenient sentence due to his old age. And she said, he didn't care how old I was. I was young and innocent and only 17 years old. Why should he receive mercy? Because he's 81 years old. And so a lot of them had a lot of very strong things to say, but nobody in Hollywood apparently is very upset about the fact that he is still honored with a Hollywood star. But they sure hate President Trump, and they want to get rid of his star. So much so that you've got to have police guarding it in Hollywood. Nobody is guarding Bill Cosby's star because the Hollywood left doesn't care when it's not somebody that they're politically opposed to. They really don't. But they have another agenda. You know, we were taken off of PayPal. That announcement was made on Friday. They said, we're not going to process any payments for supplements that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. PayPal is not going to allow us to do that because they don't like our politics. And one of the things that they said, well, you have attacked religions. Yes, we do attack jihadis. And I have talked many times, as many of us have, about the fact that Islam, fundamentalist Islam, is not just a religion. It is the combination of religion and politics, something that the left supposedly abhors, except only when you have a combination that, in their mind, of Christianity and religion. But Islam is okay if it seeks to impose a political, legal, and cultural hegemony on people. That's fine. That's fine. And we shouldn't talk about that. And we shouldn't talk about what it looks like to live in a Muslim country. And we shouldn't talk about what they're doing with the transgender agenda against our kids. And you shouldn't talk about that in the UK either, because not only does it get InfoWars kicked off of PayPal for talking about this, but it can get you kicked out of the Girl Guide in the UK. It's a kind of equivalent to the Girl Scouts here in the United States. It's an organization called Girl Guiding. And two Girl Guide leaders have been expelled from the organization. Why? Because they were concerned about the fact that physically male individuals are being put in with physically female individuals. 12 leaders signed an open letter warning that the new policy raised safeguarding concerns. And so after that, Girl Guiding UK removed two of the signatories, closed down their units, and has launched disciplinary investigations into at least 5 guide leaders, according to the Sunday Times there in the UK. These letters were signed published in the newspaper in April. They were signed by 224 guide leaders, parents, and former Girl Guides. The letter asserts that the new trans inclusion rules reinforce gender stereotypes, deny informed parental consent, and put the girls' safety and privacy at risk. We don't care about that. See, the left doesn't care about the safety and privacy of girls and women. As I pointed out yesterday, you had Obama demanding that you let boys in the girls' dressing rooms and the showers and the bathrooms. And if you don't do it, we're going to take away your money. Those are the demands from the Obama administration. Economic blackmail. You let the boys in with the girls, or we're going to take away your money. A signatory slammed the ban on telling parents their daughters would be sharing bedrooms and bathing facilities with individuals who are physically male. Don't talk to me about how you care about protecting women when you do that. That's the whole reason we had Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. Oh, yeah, that's right. Explain that to Rex Tillerson. That's why I opposed his nomination the minute it came out. I knew his history at the Boy Scouts. I knew how he had pushed all of this when he was there at the Boy Scouts, besides being somebody who pushed the Paris Climate Agreement and all this man-made global warming. It was also this perversion with Rex Tillerson. He should have never been anywhere near the Trump administration. Fortunately, he was eventually taken out. He should never have been even considered for that position. Who put his name in there? Who approved him? All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles. An acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact we're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I was just talking about how in the UK, you now have the organization there equivalent to the Girl Scouts here in the United States. They are pushing a transgender agenda. They call it transgender inclusion. And yet, when you have some adults and parents and former members say that they're concerned that they're putting girls' safety and privacy at risk because they will be sharing bedrooms and bathing facilities with individuals who are physically male, they get purged by the institution. So you have one woman, Helen Watts, who's been a leader of a unit for girls aged 5 through 7 in London. She says, I don't think we should be letting boys sleep with and share bathing facilities with girls in the name of transgender inclusion. So they revoked her after she worked for that organization for 15 years. 15 years. She said, I told them I would follow the procedure unless it conflicted with the safety of a girl in my care. See, they're not concerned with the safety or the privacy or protecting these girls. They're concerned with their political agenda. And let me tell you something. Their two political agendas, and they made it clear when PayPal shut us down, the most important political agendas for these people at this time are pushing Islam and pushing this transgender agenda to our children. That is their most important agenda. That more than anything. I think that even more so than the Islamic agenda. This, folks, is, in case you hadn't noticed, this is a spiritual warfare. That's what this is really about. I mean, we look at this, the key issues that they're focusing on. It is a global fight, but it is even bigger than just the globe. It is a spiritual warfare. And you better understand what's going on, and you better protect your kids. She says she was accused of being disrespectful on social media, but she said that the organization had neglected to provide any examples of this disrespect. They don't have to, right? They don't have to give us specific examples of anything. YouTube can ban us, they can ban me, all of my content for 6 years. They can flush it down the toilet and then harass me with over 5,000 emails, none of them specifying any single video or any single charge. Just constantly sending it to me. I've reported it to them as spam. I have replied from the very beginning as to what was happening. I said, you know, hey, I'd like to know what this is so that I can respond to the charge. You had a complaint, and so you have terminated my channel. Could you please even tell me what the complaint was? Even if you don't specify a video, but they don't even specify the complaint, let alone a video that the complaint allegedly came from. Just 6 years of content flushed down. So, yeah, James Wood. Woods had a lot of things to say about that, and he should pay attention to what's going on. He ought to. He said he didn't know anything about Alex Jones. Well, he ought to watch our shows. Got to find out what's going on. Because, you know, if you don't pay attention, these things kind of come around and happen to you, too. And that's what we're seeing now. Earlier this year, Breitbart London had reported that the Girl Guiding Movement had an overhaul. They got rid of giving badges and awards for things like home skills and musicians. Now they are giving badges for things like woman manifestos and analyzing the media for bias. I wonder how they'll be analyzing it. What kind of bias will they be applying to it? Are they not aware that they have a bias? See, that's the problem. When people tell you that they don't have a bias, they're either lying to you or they're lying to themselves or they're lying to both you and themselves. Craftivism, which they define as crafting items to make a statement, to advocate for change, or to challenge injustice. This is not girl guiding. This is just social justice warrior recruitment. And so we have all these people who are attacking Ted Cruz and saying, we believe the survivors. They're not concerned about the survivors of Bill Cosby. They're not concerned about protecting young girls and keeping this from happening to them because they've got a transgender agenda. And it's kind of interesting as we're looking at this close race, what they tell us is a close race. I don't know if it is or not. I mean, we've been lied to by the polling organization so many times. They say it's a toss-up. We've seen polls that show that Cruz is ahead by 3%, that Robert O'Rourke, the Irishman, who is a trans-Hispanic. I mean, you talk about somebody who wants to identify as something that they aren't. You have these boys, physically male, identifying as girls, and they're going to be allowed to sleep with the girls and use bathroom facilities with the girls and so forth. Well, you know, I mean, Beto is not Hispanic by any means. He seems like he's actually from the Kennedy family. The Washington Post is forced to admit that this Irishman, Robert O'Rourke, was verifiably false. His statement that he, quote, did not try to leave the scene of the accident. He's got his own little Chappaquiddick here, except he didn't kill anybody this time. He's got an arrest record during his wild days of drunk driving, of burglary and so forth. But it's okay because his daddy was a judge. And, you know, it's just youthful indiscretions, mistakes were made, and we shouldn't pay any attention to that. Oh, wait a minute. If these charges against Brett Kavanaugh were true, were they just youthful indiscretions? I mean, here you have the same Democrats supporting Beto O'Rourke and saying, you know, we don't care that he was involved in burglaries and drunk driving. He was just a kid. But they want to apply this standard to Brett Kavanaugh. And I'm not saying that Brett Kavanaugh, if he did it, shouldn't suffer the consequences. I don't think he did it. I don't think these charges are true. But I want you to see the double standard from the Democrats, just like the double standard on the Hollywood Walk of Shame, because that's what it is now. I did not try to leave the scene of the accident, said Robert O'Rourke, who goes by the alias Beto. Though driving drunk, which I did, is a terrible mistake, for which there is no excuse or justification or defense, and I will not try to provide one. Well, yeah, he didn't provide a justification or defense. He just lied about it. And the Washington Post called him out on the lie. Unfortunately, the Houston Chronicle and the San Antonio Express News got police reports that conflicted with his story that showed that he was lying. According to the Anthony Police Department, after Robert O'Rourke, a.k.a. Beto, lost control of the vehicle and struck a truck traveling in the same direction, he attempted to leave the accident but was stopped by a reporter. Are the reporters going to stop him in his run for the Senate now after he tried to run from an accident? O'Rourke was then arrested and proceeded to take and fail a breathalyzer test. The Washington Post fact-checked Robert O'Rourke, also known as Beto, and gave the candidate's story four Pinocchios, saying Robert O'Rourke, no, they didn't call him Robert, I'm calling him Robert, Robert O'Rourke could have dodged the question during the debate, or he could have said his memory of the night is not clear. You know, kind of like some of the accusers of Kavanaugh. Instead, he chose to dispute the factual record. We also believe in second chances, and O'Rourke should revise his answer if given another opportunity. They believe, the Washington Post believes in second chances for the guy who was driving drunk, running from the scene of the accident, and also in separate incidents engaged and arrested for burglary. And evidently so does his judge father, who pulls some strings to give him not only second chances, but third chances and a chance at the Senate. When readers protested to the Washington Post, see, they were upset about this. How dare you call Beto, the trans-Hispanic, a liar? They don't realize that he's lying even about his name and his ethnicity. But anyway, let's get beyond the lies about his name and ethnicity and go to the lies about the crimes that he committed. You know, when he was youthful indiscretion times. They said, the Washington Post came back and said, we provided the opportunity to set the record straight, but we heard nothing from Beto, the trans-Hispanic. And even more, as we talked about yesterday, we got this group, Smash Racism, that was chasing Ted Cruz. You know, they are still up on Twitter, aren't they? They violated the Twitter rules. They have done harassment on-site, off-site. They doxed Gavin McGinnis. See, there's some rules for different political beliefs that don't apply to other political beliefs.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get into the good halogens. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to talk about Twitter's policy about dehumanizing comments and how they're going to ban people who do that. You have to understand, and I'm going to show you, how this is a global movement. The same things are being said by the EU that Twitter is doing. So isn't it interesting that we see China setting up a social credit score, and then here in the United States we see that, and of course Google is helping them with that, and then we find out that Facebook is doing it, that Apple is doing it. We got the EU out there saying we've got to stop these political discussions that we think dehumanize people. And then Twitter comes out and says, we got to stop these political discussions that dehumanize people. And we have a very interesting Supreme Court decision in India today about the government tracking and monitoring and setting up a biometric database for everybody. So we're going to get into all of that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of how you can keep this program on the air, how you can keep InfoWars going, how you can fight back against this kind of censorship. You know, we sell a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com to help you help yourself and your family with health and to protect you from things that you're going to find in the environment, things like the water filtration systems that we sell. You never know when there's going to be some contaminant found in your water. And that's true whether you're on a city water supply where they are deliberately putting in some contaminants or whether you are out in a rural area. We've had story after story talk about people who find out that, yes, the Local authorities knew that there was a ground spill of chemicals from some manufacturing facility or from a dry cleaning place or from a groundwater storage for a filling station. They knew about it for years, but they didn't tell anybody until the cancer clusters could no longer be ignored. Or the situation you had in Flint, Michigan, where, did the city know about it? Did the state know about it? Did the feds know about it? Who, they're all pointing fingers at each other, but they didn't do anything about it, and they didn't warn people until people started seeing their children affected by the lead in the water. We see this all the time. So you have to be proactive. And one of the things that you can do is get a good water filtration system. We have the ProPure King, the large gravity feed water filtration system. Also, since it's gravity feed, it's useful during emergencies like you just saw with the hurricane, the flooding, and the power outages in North Carolina. You can save 15% off that big water filtration system, the ProPure King. Use the code REALNEWS at checkout to save 15% off of that. We also have some other specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We've put on yesterday BrainForce Plus, my favorite supplement, 40% off. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula. Get the same effect that you would with a B12 injection, but you can take it orally without having to get an injection. That Secret 12 product is 40% off. We also have Super Male, Super Female Vitality, 50% off, and our final run of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 25% off while supplies last. Again, as we're talking about this, we have the leftist group, Smash Racism, still up on Twitter. Even though, as Twitter said, we're going to look at your on-site behavior, but not only that, we're going to look at what you do off-site. Well, they not only did this harassment off-site, but then they bragged about it and they posted it up as they were following Ted Cruz as they ran him out of the restaurant, saying, "We believe the survivors." But they won't do anything, as I said, to protect women. They're not upset about Bill Cosby. They don't really want to do anything to defend those survivors of that. And then they also doxed Gavin McGinnis. Still nothing from Twitter. It seems like maybe there's almost a double standard or something. What do you think? And then this story from the Daily Mail yesterday. Co-founder of YouTube channel for girls was arrested for lewd or lascivious molestation of a minor. But his channel is still up. Still up. Not a problem. It's a 55-year-old. He has a very popular YouTube channel for girls called Seven Awesome Kids, who was arrested on allegations of lewd or lascivious molestation against one of his underage video stars, reports the Daily Mail. Ian Rylett was arrested in Orange County, Florida, and charged. He's accused of having verbally abused a girl under the age of 16, insisting she take off her clothes in front of him and practice wrapping her breasts down to make them appear smaller for a video shoot. The girl allegedly told authorities that if she didn't do what he wanted, he threatened to use the contract to fine her. Now, he has a lot of different YouTube channels that are variations of the Seven Awesome Kids brand. He's got seven of them. They have names like Seven Fantastic Girls or Seven Perfect Angels. He's got more than 17 million subscribers, and he has billions of views. His cast of more than 20 girls between the ages of 8 and 18 years old. All the channels, however, still remain live on YouTube. Despite the company being aware of Rylett's arrest for alleged child molestation. It's almost like there's a double standard here. I don't understand. What's going on? I mean, these are the same people that shut me down. Shut me down without even telling me what they objected to. And here's a guy that's been arrested and charged with lewd or lascivious molestation of a minor. He's got a channel where he exploits these minors. A lot of them. Billions of views. No action from YouTube. Isn't that interesting? And then we have this from the EU Justice Commissioner saying that the media must be regulated to prevent hate. I've got to say this for the EU. At least they're upfront and honest about what they're going to do. Here, they work behind closed doors. They pull in the social media. They have a little show trial. And then they tell them, hey, what's going on? I'm still seeing InfoWars articles there on social media. Well, we've talked about this before. Why are they still there? Can we talk about this later? off-camera congressmen. And they do. And then they shut us down. And in the EU, they don't pretend that there's some kind of a private ownership preference that's being exercised here. You understand, this is a private-public partnership. This is fascism here in the United States. It is the merger of the big government, big corporate interests. And censorship is censorship. Let's not pretend that there is some kind of a sacrosanct right of corporations to censor people. As a matter of fact, when Jack Dorsey did go to testify, he said five times that Twitter was a public square or a digital public square. And we need to wake up President Trump and the Trump administration and tell them that the right way to do this is not to try to impose more regulations, not to go even after an antitrust violation, which is going to take forever, won't be effective, and can be easily maneuvered around. Instead, go back to the 1946 Supreme Court decision, which said that a company that essentially owned a small town and owned the public square and owned the public sidewalk. They told a Jehovah's Witness that she couldn't pass out stuff. They didn't like it. They didn't like what she was passing out. Fine. Oh, it's a private company, and we can tell her to go away. Well, she sued them all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, if it is the public square, and remember, Jack Dorsey said that five times, if it is a public square, it doesn't matter if it's privately owned. You can't shut down free speech. But, of course, that was 1946. We don't care about the First Amendment. We don't care about the letter or the principles of the law anymore in terms of free speech. Because they are a public square. And if this wasn't coming from the government would be having the trials and not just talking to the big corporations. They would be talking to the people who've been censored by the big corporations. And they would have us telling our story about how they have done this to us without justification. How they have a double standard. That's what they would be doing. And they would be telling these companies, just don't take people down. Just leave it alone. Just leave it like Gab says that they're going to do. Of course, if Microsoft will leave them alone. Microsoft threatening to shut down their hosting if they didn't censor like Microsoft said. So you got the government behind the big corporations, the big corporations that are hosting the websites, and then that's the next way that they can do this kind of censorship. But the reality ought to be that our government ought to be protecting free speech. That's why we created the government. We didn't create the government so it could give us free speech. We created the government to protect free speech. So do your job. Protect free speech. And you've even got a Supreme Court decision. We all bow down before the Supreme Court and say it's the law of the land. Well, we got a law of the land. It says if it is a public square, even if it is privately owned, they can't censor us. So enforce it. I know you've got a Justice Department that doesn't want to do anything except drive you out of office, but make them do something. And I'm talking to the congressmen and the senators as well. It's not just President Trump. It's all of these Republicans. They need to do something about it. But most of these congressmen want to use that for their brand of censorship.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits.
This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health drinks on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. So we have the EU as well as Twitter. It almost sounds like they're reading off the same script here. Really pretty funny. We've got the EU Justice Commissioner saying that media must be regulated to prevent hate. Now, this is an expansion, understand, because we're not just talking about hate speech. That's old hat. That's so yesterday. Now we're talking about not social media, but media. Media. Going after the press. PJ Media reports that this is coming from the European Justice Commissioner, Vera Jourova, I guess is my best guess at pronouncing her name. And, of course, there's a lot of accent and diacritical marks on here. She's from the Czech Republic, so I have absolutely no idea how to pronounce her name. But I do know that what she is commissioner of, it's not just justice. Her full title is European Commissioner for Justice, Consumers, and Gender Equality. Not truth, justice, in the American way. But justice, consumers, and gender equality. I'm sure that's transgender heavily thrown into the mix here. And she said certain interesting things in her speech. She referred to, quote, the bad version of nationalism, unquote, the bad version of nationalism. I didn't know that the European Union thought there was a good version of nationalism that promotes exclusion and hatred. Those are on the rise. See, that means that they're losing the elections. Like we pointed out in Sweden, you just had such a reverse of fortune. Now they've had the previous leader of Sweden forced out. He said he wasn't going to leave, so they forced him out after he lost the election. After the party that said, you know what, we've had enough with this. It's not just that socialism is failing, and I talked about that, how they are having to give people that they can't provide the health care that they've mandated by law because, you know, socialism eventually fails. They were able to keep this thing rolling for a longer period of time because they started from a higher perspective. They had done well during the Industrial Revolution, but they have eventually lost all of that capital with their socialist welfare system. And of course, it was accelerated, as it was intended to, by the importation of people in massive numbers from other places. But they also saw their country being burned down. And there's another terrorist attack that is now in the news as well. It's not just the roads in Tampa that they claim are dangerous for people because bicyclists getting hit. This was intentional. They've got a manhunt underway, or maybe a woman hunt. They don't know if it's a man or a woman that was driving the car. In Sweden, a car accelerated into a crowd of 100 children, 100 children and teachers. And so they have a hunt trying to find that individual. The car accelerated into the group of students and teachers. This last April, of course, there were 3 people killed and 8 injured when a truck ran into a crowded street, on a Stockholm street. It was an act of terrorism. They identified it as that. But this driver of this latest incident immediately fled the scene. The Swedes know what's going on. And you can say that this is a bad version of nationalism, but they are waking up to what's going on. That's why the Swedish Prime Minister, Löfven, was ousted in a vote of no confidence. He said he wasn't going to leave. So they threw him out, and these are people from both parties. 204 out of Sweden's 349 members of parliament voted no confidence to get him out. He refused to step down voluntarily, so they threw him out. Political groups on both the left and the right achieved the same number of votes in the last election, resulting in neither of them winning a majority in parliament. But it was a massive rise of the group that is described as right-wing. That means they don't like socialism. And anti-immigrant, which means they don't like uncontrolled open borders, and they don't like people coming in from another country burning their country down. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We have the EU Justice Commissioner, also Commissioner for Consumers and Gender Equality, saying that they are going to regulate the media now. And as I've said before, remember, our First Amendment has multiple aspects to it. You know, it protects your right to redress your grievances in public, free exercise religion, free speech, free press, all these different things. It's got five different sections to it. And when they do censorship on social media, they're really coming after your free speech, your ability to see news from both sources that you agree with and sources that you disagree with, and to share that along with your opinion. Because that's what social media is about. And so they don't want you to see or hear certain things, but most importantly, they don't want you to be able to say certain things. They don't want you to be able to say certain things. It's free speech of the public. That's what we're talking about here with the social media censorship. That's why I said this is so important. It's why you should be upset about this. Because even more so than InfoWars being deplatformed off of social media, they're coming after your speech. But now the European Union is coming after the free press, because now they're coming after not social media, but the media. And, of course, using the same vague, generalized terms. The bad version of nationalism, she said, that promotes exclusion and hatred. Those are on the rise. And media may need to be regulated to help curtail the problem. She said there's a dangerous version of nationalism that is not only visible in the rising popularity of extreme parties, the parties that they aren't a part of, their political opponents, and the people who don't want to be ruled from Brussels. That's very dangerous to them that these parties are on the rise. She says it's also evident in the political mainstream, which accepts some part of the rhetoric of division. In other words, if you don't want, as PJ Media says, if you want little or no immigration, that is exclusion. If you find some cultures, such as your own, worthier than others, that is hatred. And if you put love of country over love of the European Union, that is dangerous nationalism. And she went on to throw out all the usual buzzwords, as they put. Media can build the culture of dialogue, or they can sow division. They can spread disinformation. They can encourage exclusion. See, this is why we shouldn't have a free press. says the European Commissioner for Justice. Shouldn't have a free press because they can do all this bad stuff with their free speech. So we completely lost the understanding that was talked about for a long time by Voltaire, that was summarized by a person who wrote about him, saying that I despise or disagree with what you're having to say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. No, no, no. If you disagree with somebody, that's dangerous and we need to shut it up. That's the antithesis of free speech. Oh, things that encourage exclusion. You know, if we have a culture of dialogue, it might spread disinformation, things that I don't agree with. And then she went on to say this specifically. Look at what she says about Brexit, this European commissioner. The Brexit debate is the best example of that. It's where they lost. Politicians should show responsibility and restraint. And they must realize that their words become justification for some people to act on their urges and their fears. See, they said, oh, the only reason that you're leaving Brexit is because you don't like immigrants and you're afraid of them. Like, yeah, we're afraid of losing our culture and our national identity. And we're also afraid of being managed by Brussels. And so we don't want to be in Brussels. So they said, that's dangerous. We can't have that happen again. We got to get control not only of social media, but of the press. And that's what this European commissioner is saying. She's a Czech politician. And she talked about how shameful it was that there is an anti-Soros campaign in Hungary. Can you imagine that? Yeah, they know exactly what Soros is about, and they threw him out. Or the growing anti-Muslim or anti-Roma rhetoric. Those are examples of when exclusion and discrimination, lack of respect for minorities have spilled over from the margin to the center and don't meet enough resistance from the media, the politicians, or opinion leaders. We must censor. Censorship must be put in place to protect us from these dangerous opinions that caused Brexit or caused Soros to be thrown out of Hungary. So he's got to take his chaos-sowing organization, his non-governmental organization, and move it to Vienna. And that's exactly what the Democrats are doing here. Let me read you the words of somebody that would be described by this European Czech commissioner. This white European woman would call this African migrant a hateful, dangerous person. This is an article that comes from Voice of Europe. This is an African migrant. His name is Mohamed Konare. And he has lived more than two decades in Italy. And what he is telling Italians is they need to close their borders or they're going to have a civil war between Italians and Africans. Whoa! That's really dangerous and divisive speech there, right? We can't allow that to happen. Got to shut that down. Got to shut down anybody that would talk about this. And so this is what this dangerous Muslim, black, African has to say about controlling immigration into Italy. He likes Italy. He likes living there. He doesn't want to see a civil war in Italy. He said the global oligarchy. Again, this is a black, Muslim, African migrant into Italy who's lived there for a couple of decades. He said the global oligarchy wants to empty Africa of its human resources. It wants to bring young men in here, knowing the economic difficulties that Europe is dealing with now. Bring them into Europe, knowing that they will not have a future. That's right. They don't want them to have a future. They want them to fail. They want to bring down Europe and the West. This has always been the plan. They tried to do it with the welfare system. That's what Cloward and Piven originally talked about. They said, we got to push people onto the welfare system so we can collapse the economy and then rebuild our socialist utopia. That's the only way we're going to get pure socialism. Then when that didn't work, about 10 years ago, they came out with a revision and said, we can't get enough people here in America to do it. So let's open the borders. We'll bring immigrants in and put them on welfare. And we can collapse the system and then build our socialist utopia. And that's what the global oligarchy wants to do. That's what this black African Muslim sees and knows is happening. And he doesn't want to see that civil war in Italy, where he's lived for two decades. He said, we who have been here for 20 to 30 years, foreigners who live here today, are almost all unemployed. Each one gets by because after 10 to 20 years in the land, we know how. According to Konare, Mohamed Konare, the results are devastating as young African migrants are poorly prepared for Western society and they speak poor Italian. He says, Youths will be thrown into the street without any assistance, without any means. They speak poor Italian. They don't know Western culture. So what will happen? He said, a war among the poor. That is, the lower class Italians who are in difficulty will find themselves confronted with thousands, with hundreds of thousands of hungry Africans, says Mohamed Konare, an African migrant who has lived in Italy for 2 decades. He said, our scope is to avoid having a war break out between Italians and Africans. This is a guy who is an African. This is a guy who loves Italy. He doesn't want to see a war between those two groups. What's his solution? His solution is the same solution that gets people so viscerally hateful about President Trump and people like Prime Minister Viktor Orban in Hungary. The only way to avoid this is to close the borders. Close the borders. Can't say that. Can't build a wall. That's hateful content, okay, to say that. Gets you banned. And, of course, Twitter says they might ban President Trump. And, of course, they can do whatever they want. You have a federal judge telling President Trump that he cannot ban trolls. He can't block trolls. That's what he doesn't ban them. He blocks them off of his personal Twitter account. But, of course, Jack Dorsey is free to ban whoever he wants, including President Trump. How does that work? I just don't understand the double standard. Do you? I think you do. I think we both do. So Twitter is going to take the lead of this European Justice Commissioner, just quoting almost verbatim what they're saying. They're going to ban anybody that makes dehumanizing comments. Well, this is even more vague than hate speech. Dehumanizing comments. They're giving themselves the power to do whatever they want. And, of course, they can do that because some of the libertarians and conservatives say it's private. No, it's not.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Craiglin owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Craiglin owned base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
So Twitter is going to ban dehumanizing comments. I think taking away my freedom of speech is dehumanizing Twitter, Jack. I think that's dehumanizing. And of course, we understand that this is just another vague comment that is going to be used for their private corporate censorship. But we also need to understand the government is behind all of this. The government was set up to protect our free speech and your ability to say what you want and to see what you want and to hear what you want. And to pass it on. That's what they came after social media first. They came after the free speech of the masses first. With shadow banning, then with overt banning. And now in the EU, they're talking about doing the same thing to the press. Because it doesn't stop there. This is a total control they're talking about. So yesterday, Twitter says, we need your comments. We need your help. This is the same thing that we have seen from the RAND Corporation when they push these Sustainability Agenda 21 meetings. They have these phony meetings where they say, we're coming to Austin and we want to make Austin more sustainable. And so we'd like some input from some of you citizens. And so they put you in little discussion groups. And the discussion groups are seated with people that are there in a psychological control technique to guide the discussion. And then they have everybody talk about that, and they basically use these types of techniques that they have validated work almost all the time. You have the Ash experiments, the Milgram experiments. You have people of authority telling you what to do. You will do it. I was just following orders when I executed those people, or when I went into the Milgram experiment and I turned up the electrical voltage with each successive wrong answer till I got to a point at which I thought I was electrocuting the guy because he was acting in the booth, but they thought they were really electrocuting people. And we saw this repeated. Multiple cultures, multiple nationalities, they did it in France. They kind of combined the Milgram experiment with the Ash experiment. The Ash experiment, where they would give you an obvious answer. They would show you three lines. They would show you a line, and then they'd show you another three lines and say, which of these three lines is the same length as that single line? And people get the answer right 99% of the time, until they put them in a group of people who are giving the deliberately wrong answer. And then they would, only 25% of the people would always give the right answer at that point. And so they know that they can control you, especially when they put those two things together. And that's what they're doing on social media. It is a big, controlled psychological experiment, as the internet itself is. And so Twitter comes out and says, we've got a policy change we've been working on for several months. It's intended to broaden hate content restriction. This is Yahoo summarizing it. They're going to bar tweets that dehumanize people based on race, religion, sexual orientation, or other social grouping. Seriously? I just talked about earlier in the broadcast how they doxed Gavin McGinnis, how they don't care that this organization is harassing Ted Cruz, and then posting it on Twitter and doxing other people on Twitter. All this hate, all this harassment. Oh, they get a pass. No problem. No problem. We see this kind of double standard put out all the time. Language that makes someone less than human can have repercussions off of the service, including normalizing serious violence, says Twitter in a blog post. So we want to expand our hateful conduct policy to include content that dehumanizes others based on their membership in an identifiable group, even when the material does not include a direct target. But Twitter doesn't follow those rules even when it is a direct target. It's kind of interesting that when they put out all the different things that define an identifiable group, it's got all the stuff, race, national origin, sexual orientation, gender identity, because that's different from your gender, right? It's what you think your gender is. You got to put the transgender stuff in. That's the key thing. But, of course, religious affiliation, they don't care about that. Unless you're of a particular religion, and then they will defend that religion. But if you want to shut people down who are Christians, you want to shadow ban them because they talk about abortion or because they talk about traditional marriage, that's fine. Because talking about traditional marriage, if that's your religious belief, that's hateful. Also, political beliefs. Wait a minute. We have documented how Twitter is coming after people because of their political beliefs. Give me a break. So now that's going to be dehumanizing if you attack somebody because of their political beliefs. They're going to basically shut down all speech. As Reason pointed out, they said a large number of people actively try to get other people banned for saying things they don't like. Flopping and shrieking like they're pro soccer players at every piece of criticism that they don't like in hopes of drawing out a red card from the ref. That's exactly what this is about. Flopping around, crying, oh, look, he hurt me. That's one of the things I can't stand about soccer. It's like these guys, the way they play, oh, he hurt my hand, he kicked me in the shins, give him a red, and then they give him a red card and get him out. Well, that's what Twitter has become. Reason is exactly right. That's why we don't watch Twitter in America. We don't like that kind of behavior. That's why people are going to stop using social media, because that's what social media has become. That's a perfect analogy. It's like the passive-aggressive soccer crisis actors trying to get a red card on somebody. And so all they're doing, it says Reason, they're just adding more reasons that Twitter will censor tweets and shut down accounts. And so when they do that, they're going to increase the number of people that are shrieking for Jack Dorsey to do something. Give him a red card. Throw them out. This article from Zero Hedge. Three ways Facebook is increasingly becoming an arm of the U.S. government. I've talked about all these before. Actually, you need to understand, as I pointed out many times, understand their creation. Understand that the internet was always used and envisioned as a tool of psychological monitoring and propaganda and control. That's the way it began. But you now have some people who are waking up to the fact that they are an arm of the U.S. government. I think they were created to be an arm of the U.S. government. And the internet as well. It doesn't mean that it has to be. We can take over those control structures and use them for freedom. For real. Center for Economic and Policy Research has recently slammed Facebook's decision to work with U.S. government-funded organizations. They called it Orwellian. Especially since these organizations themselves are propaganda organizations. And what are we talking about? I've reported many times about the fact that Facebook received a lot of donations from the Atlantic Council. And now they are one of the top donors to the Atlantic Council. Do you see how this works? DARPA, the Pentagon, NATO, these organizations, they created Facebook and Google. They helped them to get their monopoly. It wasn't just that they had the capability of getting unlimited funds by being a publicly traded stock on Wall Street. They got hyped and assisted and even given money directly by these government organizations. And so they're partnering with U.S. state-funded think tanks. That's one of the things that they're doing. Both the IRI, the NDI, are funded by the National Endowment for Democracy. Since its late Cold War era, they define themselves as a soft power wing of the U.S. government. And so they're working with Facebook. Then there's Facebook's close ties to NATO and U.S. allies through the Atlantic Council. And then the fact that I just reported on a few days ago, the fact that Facebook says that they have set up a war room ahead of the U.S. elections. Does that mean that they are going to manipulate the elections? Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, that's why they shut us down just before the election. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 to 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get into the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Let's make government small enough to fit in the Constitution. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Now we have Google announcing some new moves to monitor us. Of course, the business partner of the Chinese dictator, President Xi. We have Natural News reporting that Android users are discovering that Google allows mobile phone apps to read all of your Gmail. all your Gmail belonged to us. After promising they would no longer spy on your emails for advertisement purposes, Google recently admitted to lawmakers that they continue to allow third-party companies to scan and share data from private Gmail accounts. Every time an Android user uses an app on their phone, they're forced to give up the privacy of their own Gmail account. Now, this is kind of similar to what we just found out about Google Maps program. Whenever you use their Google Maps app, they track everything that you do. Even though they said that you could turn off tracking, that's not true. They still track it. So after people discovered that and complained to Google about that, said you're violating your rules, you're violating your user agreement, they just said, okay, well, here's the new rules. We're going to track you. How about that? So we did it covertly. Now we do it overtly, but we're going to do it. And we don't care if you like it or not. That's the arrogance of these people. So now it's the emails. Google is allowing mobile phone apps to scan all of your emails to pick up keywords, to pick up private messages, addresses, timestamps, intimate details. All this private information can be compiled, analyzed, and used to build a psychological profile on users. In this case, for advertising purposes. But it can also be used. Psychological profiles can be built to be used for political purposes, to manipulate elections. It can be used for purposes of persecuting individuals. Anybody that is an enemy of the state, you don't like their agenda, you don't like the fact that they want to overwhelm our country with foreign people, with foreign culture, with foreign legal systems, like Sharia law, something like that. You want to speak out against that? No. That's hateful to say that. You can't say that. We're going to shut you down. You're not going to be allowed to say that you don't like the transgender agenda. That you don't like people confusing kindergarten kids about their gender and pretending that kindergarten kids can make a decision about their gender. Again, the silliest thing was a story yesterday. This Colorado hospital saying we're going to take off the bracelets off of newborn babies because we don't want them to be stigmatized about their gender. After having just looked on an ultrasound a couple months earlier and said, oh, look, it's a boy, it's a girl, whatever. Now you can't have that bracelet on there. Got to pretend we don't know. Got to pretend it's going to somehow humiliate that newborn to have a bracelet on there that says I'm a girl or I'm a boy or whatever. No. Can't have that. We got to respect that as if these babies knew. What do these doctors and nurses know that are doing that? That's the amazing thing about this. It is psychological profiling. Geospatial intelligence, as I said before, the fastest growing part of our surveillance state. It began ramping up even before they started instituting the surveillance state with 9/11. And they can use geospatial intelligence to track your activity. That's activity-based intelligence. They can use it to do human domain analytics, to master the human domain. Remember that when they were talking about Jade Helm, mastering the human domain? Well, they have human domain analytics. So they want to map your political beliefs, map your religious beliefs, map you and your friends. And, of course, with the Internet, they want to be able to understand what you're thinking. They want to know if their propaganda is working so they can adjust their propaganda to make sure that you buy it. They can use robots on social media to use, in the same way that they used people that were in on the joke on the ash experiment to give you the wrong answer and figure that you're going to go along with the crowd. You see enough people out there putting that opinion out, you'll go along with it. That's what the robots are for, the bots on social media. So they use all these psychological tactics. And every day we're seeing another way, and they admit it, that Google is moving in, or Facebook is moving in, to track us, to create social credit systems. Here's another one. Google's Chrome update makes it easier to track your data. This is being reported by multiple outlets. Here's the one from Sputnik. They say earlier this month, Google released the Chrome 69 update. That's a Chrome browser. However, while it updated the program on your computer, what the web giant didn't tell you was that it was removing the option not to log into the program with your Google account. Anytime someone using Chrome logs into a Google service or site, they're also logged into Chrome as a browser with that user account. Before Chrome 69, Chrome users could decline to be logged into Chrome entirely. They could skip the use of sync and other features that require login, and they could use Chrome in a logged out state while still making use of Gmail. But of course, they're going to be spying on you with Gmail as well. Everything that they have is about surveillance. And the only indication that you're going to have, if you really want something, that they're syncing on your soul warning, reports Breitbart, in the event that you're even looking for one, is that your Google profile picture will appear in the upper right-hand corner of the browser window. I noticed mine the other day. And that update has huge implications for Google and for the future of Chrome. So some people are concerned about it. A cryptographer, Professor Matt Green, was the one saying that. He understands the implications of that. Most people don't. Most people don't understand how serious this is. And then, of course, we see Facebook. BuzzFeed reports yesterday they removed more than a dozen big conservative and liberal political pages. It still continues. Now they're coming after LifeZet, the conservative site that was started by Laura Ingraham. It was sold last year to Canadian billionaire Daryl Katz, although she still maintains a minority stake in the company. But now Facebook is coming after LifeZet. First they came for InfoWars, then they came for LifeZet, then they came for this group and that group. And that's not even including the shadow ban that they do covertly. A lot of people will look at this, and we have Jim Jordan saying something has to be done. We have to pay attention to the fact that these are private companies. We've got to be careful about that. No, you don't. You've got to pay attention to the 1946 Supreme Court ruling saying that even if they own the public square, it's still the public square. Censorship is bad even when it's done by a private corporation, even if that private corporation wasn't working with the government, and they are working with the government. It's still bad. The government should be stopping censorship, not allowing it to continue under the beard of private ownership. And so some of these people say, well, we need to break them up. We could go in and we could break up, you know, Facebook bought all these different companies. They bought up WhatsApp. They bought Oculus. They bought Instagram. Well, now, on Monday, we see that the founders of Instagram, who were bought out, you know, they've become billionaires themselves, I guess, and they've had it with Zuckerberg, so they're leaving. Now, that means that, as Gizmodo points out, those meddlesome founders are now out of the way, and users should now worry about a Facebookified Instagram. In other words, it's going to be more like Facebook now. So it's going to be worse, not better. And you're not going to be able to break these things up and really get any kind of effective change on this. You know, one of the things that you need to understand where this is going, just take a look at India. Today, you had the India Supreme Court rule to uphold a controversial biometric identity program. And this is after they came out in 2017, protecting privacy. They had major privacy regulation in 2017. A lot of people said, well, we're not very happy with this system of following us everywhere we go. The system is called, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly, Aadhaar. It actually means foundation in English. What is it a foundation for? It is a foundation to follow everything that you do. Going back to April, we had the New York Times talking about it. They gave the experience of a 30-year-old environmental consultant in Delhi. She waited in line three different times to sign up in front of the computer that photographed her face, it captured her fingerprints, it snapped images of her iris. Three times the data failed to upload. The fourth time it finally worked, and she's now been added to the 1.1 billion Indians who are already in the program. She said she had little choice but to keep trying to get into it because she said without that, life is going to stop. And it is. They have enacted this to an even greater extent than China has. Although we've already seen China enacting it, they've used the carrot in India. In China, along with Google, they have used the stick. And they have used social media credit scores. They haven't started doing that yet in India. But that's where it's all going. And all of these tactics are being applied in the U.S. I'll tell you how they're preparing us for the Mark of the Beast. Stay with us.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app.
taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable. Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
India's ID system, which their Supreme Court has just ignored 3 dozen petitions arguing that it violates a constitutional right to privacy. No, we don't care. The same thing's going to happen here. Just like we're seeing this being rolled out in China, the social credit scores that are being collected right now by social media here in the United States. And I'm going to show you how and why we are going to accept this biometric system here in the United States as well. And I want to try to do this quickly so I can get to the porn lawyer Avenatti. There is an update on this story from yesterday, and it appears that he might have been pwned by 4chan. We're going to take a look at that. It can happen to a better person. A little bit of light news here as we get ready to end the show here. But before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a special just for our listeners. You can get 15% off the ProPure King Gravity Feed Water Filtration System. Just use the code REALNEWS at checkout to save 15% off of our large ProPure King Water Filtration System. We also have BrainForce Plus, 40% off. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 40% off. Both our Super Male and Super Female Vitality are 50% off. All of these at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at that. And finally, I'll mention Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. It's our final run of this. You can get it right now at 25% off while supplies last. Again, we're talking about this new decision that just came out today about India. They've already gotten up to about 93% of India's population as of this last February. And they are linking it to fingerprints, to iris scans, to photographs of a person's face and so forth. And it is pervasive. As one individual said, the Aadhaar number is like a telephone number. Nobody forces you to have one, but doing anything without it is almost impossible. You know, things like getting a bank account, getting meals for undernourished school children, having a pension, or even having it linked to your traffic tickets. Of course, having it linked to your traffic tickets. As a matter of fact, newborns cannot leave the hospital in some cities without getting put into this system by their parents. Even leprosy patients, point out the New York Times, even leprosy patients who have had their fingertips, their fingerprints, and their eyes damaged, you know, because they do retinal scans, even they've been told they have to pass a fingerprint or an iris scan in order to get their benefits. Everybody must get into the system. You can't do anything without it. And as the New York Times points out, technology has given governments around the world new tools to monitor their system, monitor their citizens. We should be very concerned about this, folks. This is the concentration of power in a way that we've never seen before. It's one of the reasons why William Binney said, just looking at the surveillance part of it, not even looking at this ID stuff, he said, what we have already is far worse than anything he witnessed in decades of following the East German Stasi, who were famous. They used to have the record for the greatest surveillance of one citizen against another. I mean, they had to get more, they had to get half of the people in East Germany to be snitches on the other half. But they don't need that now. And the combination of the way that they're using this, to have all this biometric data in India in order to get a phone, to get food, to get financial operations, to get a job and so forth. They make it about the carrot in India. But, of course, we've already seen how China uses it as a stick. So today, the India Supreme Court ruled to uphold this. They don't care that it violates privacy laws. You had 4 out of 5 judges said it's okay. It is the world's largest biometric ID program. Over 1 billion users registered earlier this year. It was 1.1. Now it's 1.3 billion of the population. It was established in 2009. They started rolling it out in 2010, and then they retroactively legalized it in 2016. See, that's how these things are rolling out. And let me tell you, this is the way it's going to roll out in the United States as well. Because the way that they're justifying this, and the way that they justified it in 2009 when they started doing it before they legalized it 7 years later, they said, we're going to streamline government welfare schemes, and we're going to prevent identity fraud. How is our biometric identity program here in the United States, E-Verify, how is that being set up? They want to put all kinds of biometric identification on there, and they've got people on the right begging for it. This is how we're going to do tamper-proof identity cards so we can't have foreigners coming in here and getting welfare. And so they're going to streamline the government welfare with the E-Verify. They're going to have you have to have an E-Verify card in order to get a job. And they're going to make sure they can catch those illegal aliens. And all the conservatives are going to line up for it. Line up. Get that mark of the beast right there. They said public perceptions of the program have also seemed to evolve over time. They're starting to figure out what's going on in India. That's why they took it to the Supreme Court. But 4 out of 5 justices said, we don't care. When it was created, it was largely viewed as a well-intentioned initiative. This is Time Magazine talking about this, Time.com. It was largely viewed as a well-intentioned initiative that could stem government waste and protect citizen identities. Today, many view it as a mass surveillance tool that infringes on privacy rights. Absolutely. And guess who supports it? Bill Gates. He has worked with the World Bank. Guess what? Bill Gates and the World Bank think it's just great. And, of course, Microsoft was the first company to join the NSA's Snoop program with tech companies partnering with them. Prison, they did it in 2007. So Bill Gates says he's working with the World Bank, and they're trying to implement this idea in other countries. Yeah, they're going to do it worldwide. Who's on the other side of this? Ed Snowden. Ed Snowden has said this will be used for profiling, even by non-governmental entities that will put this through. They're going to have everybody enroll in it, and they're already over 93%. And you think this won't happen in the United States? I read this article. Came out by Mikhail Phelan yesterday. Spotify wants to create music playlists based on your DNA. They got more than 10,000 people have given their DNA data from Ancestry DNA. They have given it voluntarily to Spotify to generate a playlist for them. Here's your DNA, and just put it out there. They're going to tie all this stuff together. If people will do that, if they'll play that fast and loose with their DNA, with their biometric identity, just pass it around. Oh, yeah, create a playlist for me. Whether or not that even works. Maybe it does. Don't believe me, Americans will be lining up for this service, especially if it is required to do banking, if it's required to do anything, to fly, to travel, to get a job, to do banking, to get your welfare payments, to stop people that aren't getting welfare payments. Oh, yeah, you have the conservatives jumping in on that. This is how it's going to roll out, folks. All right, just got a couple of minutes. Let's talk about Avenatti. People started noticing yesterday that he put himself into social media timeout, as True Pundit pointed out. He put his Twitter account private. And at the same time, he came out and said, I don't know if this accuser is going to be coming forward. Remember I talked yesterday about how he went on to MSNBC and went on to CNN. He's promising he's got this big whistleblower that's going to come out and dump all this dirt on Kavanaugh. And then he didn't have it. And we talked about it and said, hey, look, he played them. He didn't have that, but then he teased somebody else coming out. This lawyer for the stripper is teasing another witness, as I said. Yeah, they're going to emerge. And, of course, this new witness is going to be credible because she worked for the U.S. Mint. Like I said, maybe she got fired because a former U.S. Mint employee. Maybe she got fired because they found all the dollar bills stuffed in her G-string. But it gets even better than this. It looked like maybe Fortran pranked him. According to an anonymous post, and this is a story up on Infowars.com. According to an anonymous post, 4chan says they pranked him. It began when the poster's girlfriend contacted Avenatti while pretending to be a former alumni of Kavanaugh's high school, claiming that Kavanaugh and his buddy, Mark Judge, engaged in multiple sex acts on her. And this is, he completely denied that this happened. He said, no, there's no truth that, you know, you shouldn't be worried about this. I can verify that. And, of course, you've got Jake Tapper vouching for him on Twitter, it appears. And, of course, I got banned by Jake Tapper when I pointed out that the person that he and CNN were using as a source on one of these shootings was none other than Sam Hyde. So maybe this was Samantha Hyde. Maybe they actually gave a name to Avenatti. Yes, I am Samantha Hyde, and I would like to give you some information about Kavanaugh. So this is what they said. They said, here's how this is going to work. We have a stripper girlfriend, give him a call on her burner phone. She tells him that she's 51-year-old alumni of the private school, that Brett Kavanaugh and his buddy ran a train on her. Tell him that she knows all the secret codes. Remember that FFFFF? We looked at that and we said, boy, that tells you more about the perverted mind of Avenatti. Well, maybe it tells us that he is bought into it. It was such a strange thing for him to say. Maybe that is the clue that he bought into this 4chan thing. Right? I said, yeah, they were doing all kinds of stuff to all kinds of girls. And then it winds up with him going private on Twitter and saying, well, I don't know that I got that person after all.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture FloraLife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.